Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. The same way you know you've got to make sure your lucky jersey is clean on game day or your team might lose. Checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Let me break it down for you again.
With guest host, Susie Schuster.
You're a legend in this business.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Hello, Rich Eisen.
The Rich Eisen Show.
Rich Eisen. Oh, that's Susie Eisen Hilton.
Earlier on the show, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero, host of the Business of Sports podcast, Andrew Brandt. Coming up, writer and comedian Sarah Tiana. Plus, latest news and more. And now, sitting in for Rich, it's Susie Schuster.
That's right, Susie Schuster here in the chair while Rich Eisen is in Indianapolis for 750,000 hours of coverage watching large men running really fast. It's actually one of his favorite things to do. He and Daniel Jeremiah spend an inordinate amount of time together, and they never get bored talking about the guys that are working out at the Indianapolis Combine for the National Football League. Christopher Brockman, hello.
Hi.
I want you to be on your best behavior because the boss is here. Sarah Tiana is in the chair next week. Oh,
yeah.
Don't make the face.
The boss is here.
Don't make the face.
That's right.
Whatever. Do you know we almost came to blows three or four times the show alone?
No, I was listening to it.
Yeah. I enjoy calling him Slappy. I feel like it's a very New England thing to do,
Slap?
Right? I call him Slappy. Hey, Slappy. Hold on. Pipe down over there, Slappy.
I'm Googling plot of Moana 2.
Okay, do we have to waste time telling him what happened in Moana 2?
No, we can move on.
All right, just do me a favor. Google, all right? Hi, Feli, how are you?
Didn't you watch it?
I did.
Yeah,
it. I don't think she watched it.
We didn't like it.
It's awful, and she dies, right? Then she comes back as a demigod.
I don't know, but I couldn't really follow it. Because, you know, it's supposed to be a TV show. And then they made it into a movie to put it out faster. And that's pretty clear.
Yeah, that's kind of obvious.
I just didn't like, because it was like, that movie came out when Wicked was out, and you weren't allowed to sing in the Wicked movie. And then The Rock came out and was like, you can sing in Moana too, all you want. I'm like, dude, nobody knows those songs.
By the way, and nobody ever will, I hate to tell you.
No!
TJ, hi. Sorry. How are you doing over there?
Drunk.
Attaboy. TJ, is there any champagne left for Sarah?
Yeah, you want a glass, Sarah?
Would you make her a mimosa?
Are you down? You down?
Yes, okay. Of course.
Yeah, make her a mimosa.
I had an energy drink on the drive here because I was like, if I'm going to have a mimosa, I better wake up.
Yeah. Now, I want you all to pay attention. You're going to start watching Sarah Tiana right here on Roku Sports Channel for Women's Sports Now, the first ever show devoted all the time to women's sports and to celebrate the athletes who play it and the storylines. And it's never been done before. And the first person I thought of that I wanted to be in the chair with me, because I am the boss of the show, along with my partners at Hello Sunshine, is MKP Anderson. I'm going to get myself in trouble here, right? That said, I said to Roku, I got to have Sarah Tiana. I got to have a natural extension of the Rich Eisen Show. I wanted the same exact feel. And so I called her, and you were game. And not only were you game, but you brought so much interest to our first meeting, because I'm curious about why you were attracted to the show Women's Sports Now.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I just like sports, you know, and I don't know. It's so hard to think of them as women's sports. I just always think of them as women's leagues, you know, and I think I'm always fascinated by the players, the drama, the interest, like just the competition levels of any game. And, I think as women, as a comedian, I can only speak from that perspective, just like always having to work a little bit harder, always having to work a little bit smarter, always having to be like Matt Stafford and ask for more money. And as a man, brings me a drink.
And that's how we roll on Women's Sports Now. By the way, Jay Feli is going to be our resident guy in the chair with audio. And
yeah,
just can't FYI, wait. Just make sure you keep the champagne on ice.
Okay? Got it.
Yeah.
I just want you to know.
I'm honored I get to hang with the ladies, so.
It's fantastic.
I think it's going to be really interesting. And I think we all have a different perspective and different ideas. And we look at things differently and through I guess a different lens because we're affected by things in different ways. So I'm really looking forward to exploring that. And I'm really looking forward to being the Chris Brockman of the show because I will be the dumb one.
Yeah, but you're...
Oh.
Also, you're so much funnier than he is. And so you don't have to force jokes. And
that's not true. And by the way, we call each other dumb, dummy, and dumb all the time. And like, I remember when we were first dating, like we were having this whole conversation at this brunch place. Do you remember? And you were like, you were the dumbest person. Like your face is so dumb. And I was like, my face isn't nearly as dumb as yours because yours has a mouth attached to it that's equally dumb. And then it was like people were just like staring at us like we were having a fight, but we were having the best time.
I said something. Someone asked you about what you wanted. And I was like, I don't know, because she's got a small, dumb brain. And the woman waitress was just like,
Yeah. Okay. She asked me what I wanted, and he goes, or she asked you what I wanted, and you're like, I don't know. She's got her small, dumb brain. I'm like, I know, my just like small, dumb girl brain. I just don't even know how to do it.
And then suddenly the waitress's coffee suddenly started
tilting
towards your lap.
Yeah, it's just how we communicate.
Like, should I spit in his food? I'm like, no.
And she probably did, by the way.
Yeah.
All right, back to the business at hand. I will say this about the show, which is coming out on the 20th of March, and it will be every Thursday. Renee Montgomery, the WNBA legend, the co-owner of the Atlanta Dream, UConn legend, she will be on the show with us. We have one more MVP to discuss as well. I look like a giant with all you people. It's so funny. We got together. We had a shoot last week. There was a wind machine. I'm not going to lie.
What? Susie asked for a lot. She's like, more wins. We need more wins. We're all like, okay, Beyonce.
That's right. I had such a moment. I was like, I need more wind. You know, when you're a sideline reporter for every network but one, they just take a picture and you keep moving on. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, this was like, the wind starts blowing and I'm like, wait a minute. I need more cowbell. This is fantastic.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm excited because the chemistry is great. I think women's sports, it's funny we call it women's sports. It's just sports, but we are focusing on the women that run those leagues, that are in those leagues, that play all the time. And we're not just talking about WNBA. We're talking about women's soccer. We're talking about volleyball, softball, across the board. And I'm really excited to get into a lot of these topics that oftentimes go uncovered, or they're in the C block or they're in the D block. And you see that women's sports is becoming that much more ubiquitous. And you're also seeing that it's actually starting to get more headlines. We want to celebrate those headlines. We want to bring you those stories that maybe you have missed. Even like today, I'll mention this to you, UConn clinching again and Paige Buckers, and maybe it becomes like, oh yeah, we expected that, but we will make a meal out of stories like that.
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting to see what Paige does, and because, the Dallas Wings have the first pick, and then we were talking about this yesterday. Just like, do you enter the draft if you don't like the city?
Yeah,
not that I don't like Dallas. I mean, I have I have thoughts, but like, I'm like, there are certain cities that you're like, maybe I'll just play in Connecticut for another year.
But I
definitely think she will come out and she will dominate and she will be interesting. And obviously the tournament this year, there's so much shakeup in the top four that we really just haven't seen that in a long time. And I think also in the women's tournament, the women stay longer in college. They tend to stay longer and play for longer. So we get to know them for longer. We get attached to them. And honestly, I think that's been the biggest transition with them into the WNBA is like, we're already part of their story. And we want to just continue to follow it because that's what sports are. They're just stories and drama. And you can't have heroes if you don't have villains, Bryce Harper. So like, here we are.
I like how you just got that in.
I
and just so
that guy.
Naturally, I know you're, as we say, not a fan.
Not a fan.
And I look at who I am a fan of, and I bring up Caitlin Clark because, you know, my daughter Taylor wears a 22 t-shirt every day, and because she's in multiple leagues, and we live and breathe basketball in our house. And I just think about how many women are out there that are like her that don't get their due. We are going to talk plenty of Asia Wilson, plenty of Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, you name it, across the board. But there are so many others like her that maybe don't get the same attention. We're going to bring those to national attention here on Women's Sports Now, and we really can't wait to do it. So one of my favorite segments that you are going to see, and I'm just teasing, and I'm sorry, KP, it just came to mind. And by the way, he's a little heads up about how this show's going to go, so I'm sorry. But I love the idea of you using your unique voice. And because what I love about you is you can say things, but because you look so nice and you've got the accent and nobody thinks that you have, you know.
She can be really mean.
She can be really mean, but like if you're like me and you have bitchy resting face, you immediately, people are like, oh, she's not nice. She's whatever. Mm-hmm. You say the meanest things and you say it with a smile on your face and it's just fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, so number one, do you have any tips?
Say everything with a Southern accent and it'll really help. I mean, we kind of invented that with the bless your heart. Like that's honestly like, I think where a lot of the roasting in me comes from, where it's just like people don't realize that I'm saying something so awful. Like I can remember roasting Ralphie May one time and, you know, RIP, that was a big roast. And so it was like right after the Ray Rice thing happened in Baltimore. And I was like, you know, Ralphie really reminds me of Ray Rice. Like he's not an athlete, but nobody wants to be on an elevator with him either. And it took him like, because Ralphie was 650 pounds.
He's a big boy.
So you definitely didn't want to be on a, you know, and it's like sometimes comedy and sports merge together. And that's what I'll be doing on our show. And honestly, like that's how Chris and I even came to be. And when people say, oh, you're the funny one, I'm like, actually, he's like low key, really, really funny. And he makes me so much funnier because I don't have to Google stuff ever. Mm-hmm. Like I could just be like, I'm writing a joke and I'm like, who's the worst 3-pointer in the NBA? And he'll say,
Draymond Green.
Yes, Draymond Green. Insert name. And so I don't have to do the reason. I can write so much faster with him around. And if he laughs at it, I know it's funny.
Well, I laugh very rarely at things he says because, you know, he's a maiden.
We're too busy arguing.
Whatever. I will bring this up because I do love the idea of one of the segments, which is called Sarah Fixes. And mm-hmm. I just love it because, again, you're going to have your own special twist here on Women's Sports Now here on the Roku Sports Channel, and you're going to have your own twist on how to fix everything in sports. And mm-hmm. so I just love a little bit of a sneak peek about what to expect in that. And again, it's not going to happen all the time. We're not going to give you guys everything. You know, it's like you don't want to give everybody what is it? It's like, you know,
throughout expectations.
Well, there's that.
I definitely don't want to give anybody high expectations. I live my life on low expectations.
Yeah, but you always fulfill. So give me a little taste of what we're going to see from you on this show.
Well, I mean, I was just experimenting with stuff. So I was talking about fixing the NBA All-Star game. That was one of the first things that I really tackled. And I think people think, oh, you know, like there's just not enough competition and like should we have college kids playing the men? And I think the best thing for the NBA All-Star game would be to have the players' wives play the players' mistresses. I think that will be like a much more fun event for us to watch and consume.
Did you see how she said event?
Event. I was experimenting with or like baseball, like I think I have a lot of thoughts about baseball, but I definitely think that the baseball should just play one game a year shirtless, just one. And yeah, and people are like, oh, you mean like you just want to see Juan Soto with the shirt off? I'm like, no, give me Pete Alonso, give me Berger, you know what I mean? Like, give me all them dad bods. I want to watch it. Yes, and I know I'm like taking baseball back the way the Yankees facial hair policy did, but here we are. I was rewriting the titles for the She Believes Cup, which was just the U.S. just got eliminated, but I really hate the name of that cup. And I was saying like, oh, these are, you know, you think that name is bad. Here, what it was going to be called. It was going to be called like, Are You There, God? It's Me, Soccer. It was not called that. You know, the bell jar that we can't open.
No, you can't. You cannot.
Can't
crack. No Sylvia Plath references. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Like where everyone's like, what?
Yes. How do you spell Sylvia?
Yeah. All right, Slappy.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's the kind of stuff that I'm going to be doing. And then I'm hoping I just can do a lot of physical comedy and like look stupid where I, you know, get to try to play volleyball or like try to hit a fast pitch softball at some point, which is impossible
to
do.
By the way, so hard.
It's so hard.
Also because a softball is so heavy.
So heavy. Yeah, I know. I don't know why women have to play with bigger balls, but here we are.
But you digress.
I digress. We should get paid more money if we have to do that.
The other thing that I'll share with you about this show is that we're not coming into the saying we know everything. We're learning along with the audience, and I think that's really important. So we get to dive into sports that are interesting to us that we may not know all that much about, and I'm curious about what sport that is for you.
Well, definitely women's professional hockey. I haven't really, like, I understand, like, I've watched the league. I haven't watched the women's league as much. So I'm really excited to get into that because I've really enjoyed it. There's been some fighting happening, which is always really fun. Like, women fights, and not just women. They're just, you know, women fight different. We usually just fight with our words and something that you go home crying about later. the things that we'll say, which I've always heard about Caitlin Clark, is that, like, very much like Larry Bird, like, she is an immense trash talker, and, like, that's why people get really mad at her.
That's
because
exactly
she says stuff under her breath that you're like, this.
And she's so smart about it because she gets them to get the calls.
Yeah. Then they act out.
That's right.
It's always the second person that hits that gets in trouble. So, you know,
We were having fun with that on our call yesterday about, you were saying women fight more efficiently.
Yeah.
Like, why take off the gloves?
Yeah. Why take off the gloves? Why take off the helmet? I can still throw you down and I can still make you look like an idiot. It's not about how hard I hit you. It's like how bad you look after I do it.
Yeah. By the way, if you keep the helmet on and you keep the gloves on, you're going to hurt your hands a lot less.
Yeah. And I can't be messing up my hands. I need these to do dishes for men with later.
I mean, the one question I will really ask Angel Reese, I'm a coach. I live in a gym with this kid. She's 11 and we're going to 3 different leagues. One thing that, you know, you're not going to ask Diana Taurasi is, why do you play with 7-inch nails? I don't know how these girls play with the nails they play with.
I do not either. I agree. I don't. But hey, man, if you can score, you can do it. They can still put 50 on me.
That's right.
And I do not have long nails. So more power to them. It's kind of the similar in track and field where, like, Sha'Carri Richardson was always, like, had long braids. And I'm like, doesn't that slow you down like with running? Like, this is like a 10-second race. I would think that every half second counts. But these are the questions I want to know.
And these are the questions that America deserves.
Yeah.
These are the answers.
I thought you were going to ask her about the one-legged pant.
Well, that's, I don't get that. Do you?
No.
There's a lot of things I don't get.
Her style.
Yeah.
You know, whatever it is. It's like how LeBron always wore the headband, right? Didn't LeBron?
To show up that he was bald.
Yeah, he wore the hairline headband where it was like, this, look how I got so much to cover up, or whatever it is. So I'm guessing maybe Angel only shaves one leg, which I totally am on board with. Who has the time?
I'm not sure if anybody knows of a follow-up for that one. I'm sitting here spinning, and this is...
You're like, what's Rich going to text me? What are people going to say? Sarah's always getting us in trouble. That's going to be my job.
Sarah's always getting us in trouble will be another segment along with Sarah Fixes. That's just a little piece of what you're going to get on Women's Sports Now here on the Roku Sports Channel. Again, we start on the 20th. We cannot wait to bring this show to you. It's once a week. It's jam-packed. And Renee Montgomery is just the bomb.
I'm hoping that I can get stuff done because I'm going to be staring at her beautiful face so much that I'm like, oh, am I going to be just distracted the whole time?
She's beautiful and smart and a baller. And I love the idea that we can talk to her about having played not only for Gino Auriemma, but in the WNBA. She told us a story yesterday about how her whole family came to see her after she won the championship with the Minnesota Lynx and then was told, you're being traded. So instead of hanging out, she was packing up. And again, yes, that happens in every sport, but it's different on this side in so many ways because a lot of the women who play professional sports also are running families and they're also dealing with kids. There's a lot of challenges. So we are going to talk about the emotionality of that as well as just the flat out balling. And then we're also going to be able to investigate some, like we said before, some other sports that we're not that familiar with that we can get to know. And hopefully we'll bring all of that to you and it'll be interesting to you just as it is for us. I will say that we clearly have like a dress code.
Yes.
Sneaks. Thanks. Shout out to Shoe Kicks for my sneaks. My nephew Jack, of course, who sent me these.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Your nephew Jack
is, I'm the mom.
He's very
I'm
good
the,
at those.
Yeah, he's really good. Yeah. I'm the aunt.
Because he has like 7 bots. He's cheating, TJ.
Oh, my God.
Sorry to blow up Jack's bot.
Oh, don't here comes angry. The Patriots no, fan just, accusing everyone else of cheating.
Also when fan. when you want sneakers, you're cool with texting him and saying that you want a pair of shoe kicks.
No, I don't. I don't.
I feel like you do.
No.
You don't need any more sneakers. I'm just begging you to give away the 40 pairs in the garage
neither,
that you keep
neither,
saying you're going to sell.
Neither do you, but it would be cool if I won some Travis Scott's now and then instead of you and Cage. That's all I'm
it
saying.
It was his birthday. Don't be jealous of his size 3s.
Whatever. We got to go to break. Rich is waiting.
Oh.
He's cool. He gets it. He's cool. He's at Starbucks.
Men know how to wait on women.
That's right.
Wow.
Also, it's kind of fun to watch the two of you because you laugh at her jokes the way he laughs at mine. And that's find a guy to look at you the way he looks at her. Mm-hmm. All right, Slappy. You done over there? You know, I think Rich is at Starbucks hoping nobody throws down over a defensive lineman, right?
That's definitely not a good place to get in a fight when there's hot coffee around. It's the last place I want to be in a fight.
By the way, can you imagine you start throwing whipped cream at each other?
Yes.
Yes, I can. That's Sarah Tiana. She's the greatest. And can't wait to be working with you.
Yeah.
Just
I'm so
an absolute
excited.
Dream. So,
ditto, sister.
It'll be fun. All right, guys, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, my husband, he's going to join us on his show. There he is.
Oh,
there he is.
Wow.
Ooh, the Brian
wow.
Gumbel.
Wow.
The Miami Vice.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Ooh, got a dash light on? The AutoZone free Fix Finder service can read your check engine, ABS, and other warning lights to help you find the fix. You'll get an easy-to-read report with clear next steps. And we can recommend a trusted local shop if you need one. It's the most complete free warning light report backed by technician-verified fixes. The free Fix Finder service with shop referral. Only at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
In the NFL, there's no margin for error. As we just saw, one mistake can change the outcome of a game and a season, and the biggest game at that. Science proves quality sleep can help boost reaction time, recovery time, and overall athletic performance. And that's why Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL, because they provide players with data and insights to optimize their sleep for the ultimate competitive edge. Imagine what it can do for you. I know. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. Just 10 numbers apart, but guess what? It makes the world of difference. So why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? So you can choose your ideal comfort on either side. And now save 40% on the new Sleep Number Special Edition smart bed. Limited time, exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. See store or sleepnumber.com for details.
Can you just clean that up, please, sir? Thank you.
Let's talk TurboTax, people. You might be sitting there going, wait a minute, Rich. I don't get it. It's not April. Why am I thinking about my taxes now? Why should I? Because with TurboTax, you can have an expert file for you as soon as today. You get a TurboTax expert's undivided attention when you use TurboTax, and they work on your return in real time. Once upon a time, taxes is all about waiting and wondering and worrying. That's three things any fellow football fan can relate to, right? But nowadays, it's all about a TurboTax expert giving your taxes their undivided attention, just like your fantasy league waiver wire. Experts file with 100% accuracy so you can get your best return guaranteed. Know how it's all working for you right now rather than finding out at the last second and wondering if the person who's doing it for you knows what they're doing. With TurboTax, they've got an expert who knows what they're doing all the time. Now, this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com.
Back here on the Roku Sports Channel, and Women's Sports Now co-anchor Sarah Tiana next to me having a nice glass of mimosa. Let's bring in Rich Eisen, who says to me in a commercial break, hey, let's go. And I'm like, dude, I'm in the chair. I mean,
no, inaccurate. I didn't do the commercial break. I did it about 3 minutes before you were supposed to throw it a commercial break, right. But it's all good. Listen, I don't tell you how to do it.
Honey, I'm in the chair.
I don't know.
It's my chair
today. I get it. I mean, I got other pressing matters other than, you know, but I love you.
But an
handle
empty chair.
You
You're pointing at an empty chair for pressing
I know.
Matters.
It is the chair I will be sitting in for 6.5 hours watching these drills and doing my best. Sarah, I have a question for you. The wives versus the side chicks in the NBA, is that an actual basketball game or a dunk, 3-point shooting? What, how would that be worked in? Have you workshopped it enough for the All-Star game? Like, what is the actual event for that
at the NBA All-Star game?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, I just now heard the end of that because they finally turned up the microphone next to me, Jay Philly.
Wow. So, yeah. Okay. So,
and so it begins.
It has begun. Come on, Jay.
wow.
So, yeah. What is it? What would the actual competition
be? What would the women
be?
Have to do?
A game? Yeah. Is it a game? Is it the 3-point contest? Will they dunk on each other? What would it be?
Well, weekend. Listen, I'd give anything to see women dunk. I've been asking for that for years. I'll settle for some free throws, but I'll take dunks too.
That would win. I would see that.
I could. I think. You know, maybe like an elder, like ex-wife from a former basketball player has to do a draft, and then they choose all the mistresses and all the wives to go against each other. And hopefully we have a game, but we'll just see. We'll just see how long it goes before it becomes Malice in the Palace.
I'm with it.
We are back on the Rich Eisen Show with Sarah Tiana, the co-host of Women's Sports Now here on the Roku Sports Channel. Welcome back to everybody here on the Infinity Sports Network. And Rich is joining us now, of course, from Indianapolis, moments away for spending just days on end talking about prospective players out there. And Rich, I want to start, though, with breaking news about Matthew Stafford re-signing, it sounds like, with the Rams. What are your thoughts?
It made sense, made complete sense. The other stuff made absolutely no sense to me. I think it's the place for him to finish his career. I don't know the numbers yet, but it makes complete sense for him to stay put. This is the team that came closest to beating the Eagles of anybody in the four games they played in the playoffs. This is a team that is on the rise. It's a team that has young enough players so they could pay him close to whatever anybody else on his, you know, not really asking for a trade tour that he found out whatever his worth was, and for him to be able to stay put, keep his family where they're apparently happiest. It makes total and complete sense for the Rams to continue to run it back with a guy who showed zero signs of aging, defraying, diminishing returns. And I'm glad to hear it, especially since, you know, as everybody there on the show knows, season ticket holder Chris Brockman, you I'm sure are very happy about this news for the Rams to continue to on in their way, right? For otherwise, was Del Tufo organizing maybe become a Charger fan? if that didn't happen, was that next or something like
Vegas,
that?
Vegas is going to go to the Raiders. Who knows?
He's doing every team.
He's the worst.
It's it. You know, you would become deeper in love with the Dodgers. I don't know. It just makes complete sense for him to just finish his career. Totally. Maybe win one more ring. The other places he would have to start from scratch. If you're you know, hearing the other places that were actually hitting the number for him. So I think it's great news, Suze.
Yeah, I mean,
I think
why
it's great
else
news for Los Angeles and him.
Yeah, he wouldn't want to be away from Puka Nakua, the star of Moana 3. That would be a real tragedy.
Is he really the star of Moana 3?
No, we've cast him that today.
Yeah, and Encanto 2 or Moana 3, one of the other.
You've missed a heck of a show here, Rich. Sarah Tiana, as you know, the co-host of Women's Sports Now on the Roku Sports Channel, is with me as well. And we're talking about the Matthew Stafford of it all. Mm. And what are your thoughts on this, Sarah?
Very excited because, you know, my voicemail since 2009 has said, you've reached Sarah Tiana and Matthew Stafford, please leave a message. And that was because, like, when I was dating, I just wanted to make sure that if anybody did not know who Matthew Stafford was, then there was no point in us even going out. And I'm really glad that he's still going to be living close by, because every time he's on TV, I tell Cage that's his future stepdad. And now I don't have to worry about him living out of state.
Yeah. Well, that's how you gauge your prospective teams for your kid.
Fantastic.
Is who's going to be your future
Fantastic.
Stepdad.
Yeah.
Who's our future? Who's our kid's future stepdad? Suze?
I mean, they probably have one foot in the grave. I mean, they're a billionaire with one foot in the grave, right? Isn't that what we're looking for here? I mean,
dream billionaire with one foot.
I mean,
in the
look,
grave.
I already have a quarterback. Look at him. Mm-hmm. I mean, I look at this guy. That's my quarterback right there. So I feel like I'm not the type to go younger. Mm-hmm. I just feel like let's find somebody who's holding on for dear life with an open check.
You know, I am still hearing this, you know, right? You know, I can. Ooh, I'm still listening.
Mike Silver saying the Raiders are considering Russell Wilson and Sam Darnold.
You know what? I mean, now it's on, right? Now that everybody knows that Matthew Stafford's not going to be available, we're going to hear all that. Yeah. And, you know, franchise tags, I believe, are Tuesday. I told Sue's Monday because that's what I thought they were. I guess Pelissero corrected everybody on the record here on our show, every manner of hosts, that it's Tuesday. And so bottom line is, you know, that's going to be a decision for the Vikings. Did they franchise tag Darnold so they could at least take him off the board and then maybe sign and trade him like an NBA trade? Or is Aaron Rodgers going to be available, or is Russell going to go to the Raiders and have a let Russ cook reunion? That's what's fascinating with obviously Shedeur Sanders saying, you know, he's going to change the culture of whatever team that drafts him. These are the items that are now up for bids with Kirk Cousins kind of bringing up the back end of this conversation, because he's fully under contract with a team that says they don't intend to make him a free agent. So that doesn't surprise me. These are all teams that are going to maybe kick those tires. If the Titans might be one of them as well, would certainly upend the draft there of any team that might take themselves off the board. If the Giants do such a thing as well, you know, Adam Schefter throwing out the piece of news that the Giants might be interested in telling Rodgers, you just stay put, you don't have to change addresses, just change locker rooms within the same area code. We shall see. But that is all part of the evaluation. And tomorrow, obviously, we'll be talking about it on NFL Network when the quarterbacks who do intend to throw here will get out.
What were your thoughts, Rich, on Shedeur Sanders this morning and how he projected himself? Because we thought he was fantastic.
I love it. I love it, too. I mean, this is a chip off the old block, but a 21st century version of it, where it's somebody who understands his abilities and is fully confident in his abilities and is fully confident that he can go to any team and change the culture. The only thing that's different is his dad would walk into rooms at this event and find out where they're drafting and tell them you're not high enough to draft me and turn around and walk out. And Shedeur does share his dad's sense of self and sense of confidence, but also a sense of professionalism. That's what everybody knows, that Shedeur isn't going to mess around. If you draft him, you're going to get a guy who's going to totally understand what his role is in changing the culture of your team and also being the face of a franchise and being the CEO of your team. You're not going to get those late night phone calls when he's involved. So he's just a chip off the old block. I heard that today. I love it. He and Cam Ward are kind of having a competition as to who's better and who's best and who should be number one overall. I had not a single issue with anything Shedeur said, but just like his dad, I'm sure there are going to be people who do and will read comments into that he's not really serious about putting in the hard work to back up his statements. And they'll find out that, you know, he's his father's son, and will probably prove all those naysayers wrong as well.
What is the buzz in the building right now?
Actually, it's from the, I don't know if you can hear it, they're showing the greatest one-handed catches in NFL history to get you ready, I guess, for the tight ends running here. They're blasting that music. They're blasting that stuff for, I mean, I guess I would mess up our shot, this shot that it perfectly frames me with an empty chair. Of all the people
who
are
Clint
here,
Eastwood.
there's a few thousand people that are here, and you know the DBs will go first, and then the tight ends will go, and you know we're not going to see the top tight ends, and again that's what I told you yesterday, and what we talked about on the air is the college football season goes so deep now that some players like Ty Warren are not going to get out there because he was, you know, too busy winning a national championship deep into January. And so we'll see. We'll just have as much fun as possible. And then tomorrow, the wide outs and the running backs and the quarterbacks will go.
And that's when the real fun stuff happens.
Yeah. Certainly was Isaiah Bond. Did we cut that soundbite? Because he was number great. I think it was number four of my top five guys I wanted to see work out at the combine, because he's the one who tweeted out 4.20 next year when his Texas teammate Xavier Worthy broke the 40-yard dash mark at 4.21. And he spoke today and had this to say to back things up.
I'm going to break the record tomorrow for sure. I anticipate running 4.20, or possibly, I'm feeling great, I might run 4.1.
Wow.
4.19.
Just like you, honey. Just like you.
Yeah, but as you know, Suze, I hit 4.1 right around the 22-yard line. So I run a 4.1.22. If he runs a 4.1, that would just rip the cover off this building. That would be incredible. So he's putting his money out. You know, he would put his money where his mouth is for sure, because that would make him a ton of cash. I love that. So anybody out there that thinks that Shedeur Sanders is sounding too cocky, just listen to Isaiah Bond. I love that. That was great. And he goes tomorrow.
Let's go to what's more likely before we lose you, because I know that you're going to be needing to get back in that empty chair next to you. Yes. But let's go to what's more likely, shall we?
What?
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Hey. How are you?
Susie, Sarah,
how are you?
You good? You look great over there.
Thanks, honey.
Rich, what's up, man?
Hey.
Hey. How's the shrimp cocktail?
It's correct. I don't have that, and you know I don't have that.
Have a shrimp cocktail.
Sarah, does he do this at home?
TJ, you look great
where
over there.
He just spends, he spends 30 seconds getting to the point. Like, does that happen at home?
Listen to me. I'm like not getting to the point. I'm like,
we don't talk at home. Hey, Rich, what's more likely to be the higher total? QBs taken in the first round or star free agents that the Bengals re-sign?
Good one. That's a good one.
Ooh.
I will go quarterbacks in the first round, because it could technically be four, depending on what we see on Saturday and how the free agent market shakes out. You know, everybody's here saying that Quinn Ewers was hurt and he's going to spend it tomorrow and he's going to put himself in a conversation. I'm hearing that a little bit. And Jackson Dart, who will throw tomorrow. But I will say that the Bengals will sign two, if not three, obviously, at the max. And it's possible that three, if not four, go in the first round once everything shakes out.
That should be pretty fun. I can't wait to see Quinn. Rich, if you like
that
one.
If you've only gotten to it sooner.
If you like that one, you're going to love this one. More likely to be the larger number. Brock Purdy's annual average salary when he gets his new deal, or points that Steph Curry scored last night.
Okay. That was 56, right?
Mm-hmm.
56?
Correct.
Okay. I will go with Brock Purdy. We'll have the bigger number.
That's insane.
That's insane.
Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, just to piss you off.
Oh, I hate
just
you.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
He's going to get $57 million a year?
Oh, I just hope it's $56.1 million a year. That's all I want. I want it just a titch above what Steph shot with his 12 threes. But I like you bringing NBA headlines into your axe grind against Brock Purdy, and as well, just I guess the entire system on how quarterbacks are paid writ large.
Yeah, it's not personal against Brock Purdy. It's more against the system.
Not at all.
Rich, more likely Hall of Famer who's going to make one last run to have a better 2025. Travis Kelce, who said he's coming back yesterday, or Aaron Rodgers, who might be going to the New York Giants.
I'm going to go with Travis Kelce, because the odds that Aaron Rodgers joins a team as talented as the Kansas City Chiefs will be less than. So I will go with Travis Kelce and over Aaron Rodgers, because I have no idea if Aaron Rodgers is going to have as much around him as Kelce clearly has. So I'll go Travis Kelce there.
Okay, let's talk quarterbacks. I did have a Matthew Stafford one, but his announcement that he's coming back to L.A. kind of changed that, so we pivoted.
What was it anyway?
It was just going to be the news we'd get first, like Stafford or Sam Darnold. But let's go quarterback to have a new home for 2025, or a home in 2025. Russell Wilson or Sam Darnold?
Oh, man.
Who are we going to hear from first?
And I can't do both. We can't hear from... we'll hear from Darnold first. I mean, that's
Darnold first.
That's a given.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely. Whether it's the Tuesday deadline for the Vikings to just say we're going to franchise tag you to keep our options open, and then get some form of compensation for him, or somebody goes ahead and signs him a week and a half later. Russ, I don't think anybody is going to be. I shouldn't say that. If he shows up in Newark Airport, you just know he's about to sign somewhere. So keep an eye on the Terminal A Auntie Anne's pretzels, you know, in Newark, New Jersey. So I'll go with Darnold on that one.
Rich, we just heard from Isaiah Bond. He intends to break the record, but is it more likely he does break the record or the Lakers finishes the two seed in the West?
I will say the Lakers finish the two seed in the West. I mean, man, more double doubles last
night.
They
keep winning.
Luka and LeBron, and it, you know, they are the kings of the 60-point first halves and just crushing it. And I think they could easily be the two seed. Breaking this record is really tough. It would be wild if it goes in back-to-back years with the former teammates, obviously from the same college. So I'll go with the Lakers is more likely.
All right, Rich, last one. Let's talk a little baseball, man. Already Elly De La Cruz is filling up my timeline. And we know we saw Ronald Acuna go a 30-70 season. But is it more likely Elly goes 40-80? Or Shohei leads the National League in wins and home runs?
47.
Shohei Ohtani. No, it's Shohei Ohtani. I'll go Shohei Ohtani just because of a few things. One, 40 and 80 is crazy. That's nuts. Ohtani just needing to go 5 1/3 and already having a 7-run lead after the first inning because he and the rest of the Pacific Rim that joined the team is going to do something along with him. Is absolutely more doable in my mind. And plus, you cannot discount the intangible of Mike Del Tufo jumping on the bandwagon. I think just bringing it all full circle is making my point right there.
Hey, but, Rich.
Yes.
Hey, it's TJ here. How you doing, man?
It's TJ.
I know.
Well, we haven't spoken since you've been on, and I just wanted to say hi to you. I'm sipping mimosas. I'm feeling good. I know you're busy in Indy. I was just wondering, maybe you didn't know this, you didn't hear this news, but Juan Soto went yard again today.
Okay. All right. That's great.
Has Aaron Judge done anything? Is he even at camp?
Yeah, he's at camp.
Are you sure?
He went yard off of Gary Cole. He went yard off of Gary Cole.
He just showed off his new pink glove with his daughter's name on it.
Oh, I did see the pink glove.
That's right.
I
did see the pink glove. Everybody just back alert. Off.
Cool.
The power of the girl dad.
Does he have a mustache yet? And a beard?
Okay. Whatever. Enjoy. Enjoy it.
Did you see Marcelo Meyer's home run yesterday? Oh, baby.
No, now, seriously, Sarah, I'll ask you this before I tap out here. Mets, Yankees, or Red Sox, which team is most likely, what's more likely for you, more likely to have more wins out of those three this year?
Mets, Yankees, Mets. Or Red Sox?
Red Sox, yeah. Rank it for
man.
Me in terms of most wins.
Now, that's a really good question.
Is this like a start bench cut?
I mean, No.
This is a what's more likely.
Okay.
It's hard because the Yankees just got Max Fried, but Max Fried gets a lot of blisters, so you're probably going to miss 15 games with him. So,
15.
You know, then you lost a starting pitcher who's going to be a reliever. The Red Sox have really stacked up on pitching this year, but they haven't exactly stacked up on offense except for Bregman. I'll disappoint both of you and say the Mets.
Wow. And you didn't even ask about the Braves.
And also, it was a 40-70 season by Acuna, not a 30-70 season. Great. So
that's why we keep you
around. That's 10 home runs, which you'll probably need this year, Christopher.
Is now a bad time to tell you that we would both like the Shador Sanders necklace for Valentine's Day next year, guys? Just saying. All right, go to work.
Bye, Rich.
Bye, Rich.
Okay.
Hey, listen. If you miss your flight home, I'll do the show next week.
You're already wearing his jacket.
I'm very well aware of that. You're probably calling Delta right now to tell him to delay the flight. I'm sure.
Sorry, I think we lost him.
Thank you so much.
All right, Rich. Have a great show.
No one knows music like Rolling Stone. Senior writer Brian Hyatt talks the biggest music news from the biggest stars.
Almost everyone is teaming up on Drake. It's like Drake versus the world.
Yeah.
You first met Prince, you were driving for him before you were drumming for him.
That's correct.
Stevie Wonder!
You kind of have to understand how Stevie began. White Radio, that's where the money was. That's where it still is. You know what I'm saying?
Rolling Stone Music Now. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
I'll tell people this. Troy, Emmett, me, we've never, never had a falling out.
Yep.
Never had an argument. Never had a fight. Because we knew what it was like building it from the bottom.
And that's the thing that made us as good as we were.
Mm-hmm.
We all knew what the mission was. And we all bought into the game plan of transforming an organization from 1-15 to a championship organization. And Jimmy was at the helm of it. I knew once I got there what the expectations were going to be. I just did not know how difficult it was going to be to get all of that together. But through that whole entire process, we grew together. We matured together. We played at a high level together, and we lost together. We went through a lot together.
Mm-hmm.
And so that team itself was built inside out, and it was built to go out and destroy whatever it was in front of. Now, we competed at the highest level amongst ourselves, which made us ready for anybody and anything that was out there. That's why we were different. So people look at us and they ask us, how about the current Cowboys? They ain't gone through this.
Right.
They haven't had to deal with the 1-15. Like. They don't even know what it's like.
And even if they go through the 1-15, I don't mind some of Jimmy's old tricks. You know, when we lost in Washington, we should have won the game. We lost in Washington. That poor lady was trying to feed us on the airplane. Jimmy said, you take that damn food and put it away.
Put it away.
If they were hungry, they should have ate on the football field. And every away game,
is that right?
Every away game, we get late in the game. I used to come to the line and say, are we going to eat or not? We going to eat or not? Because y'all know y'all lose this game. Ain't no food getting served on that game. You know.
So play for your supper?
Right. What? You eat 5 hours before the game.
Yeah.
Just that you eat 5 hours before the game every day. So now you play the game. You exhaust. Everything's gone. You want some food. You want some food. And if you didn't win that game, ain't no food.
Want no party in
either. Well, nothing. You got to ride the plane like
that. The plane was quiet.
Nobody said a word.
I'll never forget the one time we did lose to Washington. But we was coming back, we may have been coming back from D.C., and there was a little noise on the plane.
Boy, Jimmy went off.
He came back there.
Went off. I felt bad.
He had just got done watching the live feed.
Dude.
He came back there, man, and Robert.
Everybody. Everybody heads on the block.
Yeah. I'm not going to call out no names,
right. But man, it was everybody. Everybody heads on the block. Shut up and shut up.
But I'm going to cut you. You say another word, I'm going to cut you before the plane lands.
He said that?
We sit back there like this.
Damn. So you get the fourth quarter, you're like, Joker, what y'all going to do now?
We talking like
you can either whoop these jokers or we going to deal with that joker. Let's go. And it was always easy, just whoop their ass. Get on that plane and get us some heat.
Exactly.
You know
it's one of those things where you better go outside and whoop somebody behind and then come back to the house and say, Mama, we did what we needed to do.
Can we get something to eat?
Can we get something to eat now?
Jimmy, Franklin, we're coming to you in a minute back here on the Roku Sports Channel. That's my guy. That's Michael Irvin. That's Taylor's godfather,
mm-hmm.
which is a very cool thing to give your kid. Welcome back to the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger's got the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Franklin, you've been waiting. Thank you so much. You know I like to empty the banks. What do you got for us?
Hey, good afternoon. I've been listening to a lot of, angst about this tush push from my beloved Philadelphia Eagles. So I have something that I think is a really, really great revamp instead of a ban to it.
Okay.
So hear me out. What about if it's only used in a first down scenario? first down opportunity. So here's the scenario. You get tackled at the 11, well, you can still get a first down, so you can use it. But you get tackled at the 9, you can't use it no more.
Sarah, what do you want to take that one?
They just say you can only use it on first down?
Yeah.
First down scenario, yes.
First down scenario.
Okay. I mean, listen, you're from Georgia, so I want to tend to agree with anything you say, but I don't think it should be banned in any capacity.
Mm.
Sorry. I just feel like if you want to stop the tush push, you better stop them on third and fourth down before they get there.
The only reason, Franklin, and thanks again for your call.
Sorry, Franklin.
The only reason to ban the tush push is to get grown men to stop saying tush push all the time.
I know. What happened to brotherly shove?
Brotherly shove. But I kind of feel like we have to ask the rules committee to perhaps come up with a full-time name change. Jimmy, don't go anywhere because we're going to take you in the next segment. But
the less we can get men to say tush, the better. Yes.
I'm not going to lie with you. I lied to you. I agree. I think tush push is not something I want to hear out of my husband's mouth anymore. But that's what we deal with at home. Sarah, thank you for coming on. This is so great.
You're
Can
welcome.
You come on every 5 seconds? Can you come on every week for Women's Sports Now on the Roku channel, please?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I'll be here every week.
Hey, great idea.
Mm-hmm.
And Renee Montgomery, of course, mm-hmm. and a player TBD. But this has been a great week. You know I will live in this chair and never leave. Poor mm-hmm. Rich. It's exhausting for him. Guys, to everybody here at the Rich Eisen Show, I want to say thank you. This team is incredible. Feel lucky to be a part of it. Have a fantastic weekend, everybody.
The Bigger Pockets Podcast Network is your home, get it? For real estate investing.
I am very tired of people saying that your primary residence is not an investment.
Get real talk from real estate pros about investing strategies that work.
I bought a house for $1 and it makes me $1 million.
You can become a real estate millionaire over the course of like 5 or 6 years.
No one needs a stock. No one needs cryptocurrency. They need a house.
Bigger Pockets. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.